So my name's Carol Davenport. I'm a senior lecturer here at Northumbria University and director of NU STEM, which is an outreach and research group based in the Faculty of Engineering and Environment. As part of my role, the NU STEM group works with 30 partner schools in the Northeast, and we're looking to support children and their parents and their families and their teachers to help them make informed decisions about careers. So the donation from the Platin Fund allowed us to develop and deliver a family workshop based around engineering in local communities. So we took five different types of engineering. We created workshops that parents and children would work together to create part of the design process. So the benefits to the university is it allows us to reach out to our local community to support the children and families in our Northeast area to show them what STEM careers can do for them. So there's a real benefit to the university to be able to provide support to the community, to provide support to local schools around those STEM careers. So it's quite challenging to measure the outcome of a project where you're working with 8 or 9 year olds. What we did do is we took simple evaluations from the families. We asked them what it was that they enjoyed about it, what it was that they'd learned from it, and how that had affected their thinking of engineering. And what we found from that simple survey was that the children and the parents now felt much more confident to talk about engineering, to talk about science in general. So the real benefit of having external supporters is that the university can find out what's important to those people and can support them. So with the Tony Platin Fund, Tony's really keen on supporting the area in Blyth. So we were able to choose schools that were in Blyth and that we could work with. It's a two-way relationship. It's how can we support the people that want to work with us to reach what their aims and what their vision for their funding is.
My name's Tony Platin. I was a student at Newcastle Poly, as it was in those days, from 72 to 76, doing a thick sandwich course in physical electronics. What particularly appealed to me about this project was that it was to do with passing on STEM knowledge, that science, technology, engineering and maths, and that is particularly important in the purpose of my own particular fund, which is encouraging young kids to get into engineering as a career. There's never a single reason why most people give to charitable other foundations. First of all, the nature of the project is exactly what I'm interested in, encouraging kids to get into engineering as a career. And secondly, the obvious one, that I did my degree at Newcastle Polytechnic, as it was in those days. So there was an association with the poly, as I still call it. The key thing, whenever we give money to any organisation, is to measure the output, and we will not continue to give money to an organisation if the perceived outcome of what that money was used for isn't positive. And clearly you can only judge anything after the event has taken place, and from what I could see, the outcome with the kids in southeast Northumberland was very positive. So whenever that happens, you're always quite happy that you've done the right thing. Well, I think any philanthropist gets a personal buzz out of knowing that what they've done is putting something back into the community and potentially allowing any of the people who've been involved to transition to a better tomorrow from the situation that they are prior to the project taking place. If you're in the fortunate position to be able to give something to any organisation, you will get a good feeling within yourself that something positive has happened.